While we may be a cashless society sooner than you think, and how some businesses are already there.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom in New York, and here's a question for you. Should businesses just ditch the cash already? Once far-fetched, it's becoming a legitimate question as technology enables more firms to make the jump. Here with more is The Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
So since we started using credit cards, I guess it was the 1950s, we see how we've slowly started on the path to, let's call it, a cashless society. Along the way, we adopted things like PayPal, Apple Pay, and it's finally at this point where a true cashless society seems possible. Some businesses are already kind of there.
Yeah, that's been the surprising thing, I think, for everyone, is businesses have been trying it and finding that, you know, it works out. It doesn't reduce their sales. They're not getting undue pushback from customers, et cetera. So I think we arrived at it in the U.S. in a very different way than it's happened in other countries, where it's generally been top-down. The government's pushing it because they want to, you know, eliminate black markets or increase tax revenue.
Because it makes sense in theory, but, you know, the next step is to put that into practice. And you mentioned overseas why it's becoming more common, but what are some of the factors in the U.S. that would push businesses to this decision?
Two factors are driving it in the U.S. Well, there's a bunch of factors, but two primary factors are driving it in the U.S. One is simply cost. We don't realize just how much it costs to handle cash. I mean, those Brinks trucks that show up, you know, that costs money. And, you know, another factor is just security. So, you know, I talked to Sweetgreen, and I also talked to, my local coffee shop, who inspired this. And in both cases, they were just like, you know, if we don't have cash, there's nothing here for anyone to steal. And that makes our store that much safer.
Yeah, you talk about the salad chain Sweetgreen. They really did manage to go cashless.
Yeah, I mean, the shocking thing is that these businesses have eliminated cash, and it hasn't hurt their business, right? That's been the big fear.
Wow.
Now, obviously, like, if you're Sweetgreen or if you're a slightly shishi, you know, coffee shop appealing to a particular demographic, there's a reason you can go cashless. Like, there is a whole, you know, segment of U.S. society. I think the latest estimate is 7% of Americans don't have bank accounts at all. Lots of people are still dealing in cash. But, you know, plenty of people always have a credit card on them at the least, or, you know, maybe they also have Apple Pay or something like that. And the larger trend is we're just becoming accustomed to it. You know, the less things in our lives that require cash, the less reason there is for any of us to carry it.
Yeah, anecdotally, it's more than obvious. I don't even know the last time that I carried cash. And I know that my situation isn't unique. Are we seeing any kind of research that lends itself to how we got to this cashless phenomenon sooner than businesses or anyone anticipated?
So the statistics that I have seen are not about individuals, they're about stores. So in the case of Sweetgreen, one reason they were willing to try this was that when they started in 2009, 40% of the volume of money that they were taking in was cash, and by this date, in the present, you're talking about, I think it was between 10 and 15% of the money they were taking in was in cash. So not everybody's willing to release those numbers, but depending on the business, they're seeing less and less cash globally. If you just look at it in aggregate, 2016 is the year that people transacted more with cards than with cash. That's across the whole world in terms of dollar value. And that same transition happened in the U.S. way back in 2004. So as much as we can seem like we're behind because we don't have contactless payments, and universally on our phones, and we relate to the chip cards and everything, like, you know, America is the place that invented the credit card, and we were the early adopters of it.
And in the business of making a buck, and what business isn't, but specifically banks and tech companies that utilize digital payment, Apple, Samsung, etc., they stand to profit from this as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, banks love this because, of course, they just want more bank accounts, right? And, you know, there is a sinister dimension to it. Banks do make a lot of money on fees and overdraft fees, and some of them are currently getting sued by wings of the U.S. government over that. But in a kind of a less sinister way, you have a lot of startups coming up that are reducing the fees that businesses pay while also taking a small cut themselves. I mean, that's the reason that Square and its many, many imitators exist. You know, Visa and MasterCard love this phenomenon because have basically no competition in terms of electronic payment networks, especially in the U.S. Our technology is kind of behind in that way. Like, we just have not, at a federal level, created a fast resolving universal transaction network. So mm-hmm. we get Visa and MasterCard in lieu of that. And of course, they make money every time that we swipe a card.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Christopher Mims on the steps being made by businesses towards a cashless society. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. So, Chris, while we're undoubtedly losing our cultural attachment to cash, how likely is it that we can ditch it altogether? We seem close as a society, but I suspect we have a ways to go to where we're really realistically there yet.
Yeah, people have a strong attachment to cash. You know, there are still a lot of, you know, mom-and-pop restaurants that probably couldn't survive if mm-hmm. they weren't dealing in cash and keeping a certain amount off the books. In addition, you know, people like cash because cash is something you can transact in when there's a catastrophe. I mean, when Hurricane Sandy happened in New York City, you know, nobody's going to pay with a credit card or a debit card in that context. So there is always still a role for cash. It's just rapidly shrinking.
Very good. Christopher Mims, thank you as always for the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.